This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. I don't know if Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are far from their primes. They might be in their primes right now, but they're damn good. And they have a better chance than most teams down ever 3-0 or 0-3 to get back into this thing and potentially even win it. Right now it's 3-1. There have been teams who've come back from 3-1. Good morning, Key.
What's up, man? What you doing this weekend? You going on holiday?
Going out east. I'm gonna grill, Key. I'm gonna grill. I'm not having a cookout. No barbecue, I'm a grill.
You're gonna grill, but you're going on holiday. I told Yates, he's talking about barbecue and grill. I said, well, you might as well just call it holiday too. Now you from Europe. Just
I don't even that. Really celebrate them type of joints too tough like that, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah, I'll just say I got Monday off. I got a long weekend.
I'm going to grill.
Yeah, I'm going to grill, hop in the pool if it's warm enough. Grill and hop in the pool.
Well, what are you grilling?
Wait a minute, then what is this weekend? It's not the holiday weekend?
Yeah, it's a holiday weekend. But it's not, what are we, British? We're going on holiday? Come on.
Yeah, I'm going on holiday.
Who says I'm going on holiday? What kind of bougie people are you
hanging
out with?
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Nobody from here says I'm going on holiday.
They're probably the same people who call a cookout a barbecue. Because you know what? You know what I never heard, Keith? Hey, Max, you know what I never heard?
Huh.
He's invited to the barbecue. He's invited to the cookout.
You're missing
about reason.
That. Wait, the people that say I'm going on holiday also say picnic. All right, let's figure that out.
Different category.
We're having a barbecue. I could hear that. Or
yes,
where are you? We're at the barbecue. Like, yeah, I could hear that.
Max, when everyone was loving Tyler Hero before he got hurt and all this, he's down with the coach. You know, he's invited to the cookout.
Oh, yeah, I've been invited to a lot of cookouts.
They never said Max Kellerman's invited to the barbecue. That's not a thing.
I want you to go back, Yates, and I want you to look at some, Friday after next, some Boys in the Hoods, things like that. They're not talking about going to no damn cookout.
They don't say the word barbecue.
Well, wait a minute. Is it as simple as a racial difference? Is it that simple that when you say you're invited to the cookout, that has certain connotations, whereas a barbecue is just, a barbecue?
I think so. I think it does.
One of our Twitter followers commented on our poll, Key, and said that a barbecue insinuates, slow cooking of food. Yes. A cookout has to do with dominoes and loud music.
Are you saying that predominantly white people will be at the barbecue? Is that what you're saying?
All I know is where I'm from, I ain't never heard not near one person tell me that they going to a barbecue, ever.
I haven't been invited to either.
I don't even know if they have them in Connecticut, but that's a different discussion.
No, that's a good thing. I it's a good thing. Whatever, man. You call it barbecue cookout, whatever whatever your taste buds so
desire. I agree with your interpretation, Key. That's the way I think about it, at least. But Torrance in D.C. has an opinion about it. Torrance in D.C. Waited all this time to talk about cookout versus barbecue. He finally gets picked up. All right, Greg in Jersey City, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, Keyshawn, I'm going to tell you right now. If you go to a cookout, you're going to play spades, dominoes, pity pat. You go to a barbecue, you're not going to do that. Point blank period, bro.
I don't know who backyard you in, man.
Listen, I live on the East Coast and the West Coast, bro.
Yeah,
listen,
talk to him, Greg.
You can get chicken wings. You can get ZD. You can get, my man, Yates. I hear you, Yates. ZD. Anything at a cookout. Barbecue, they're going to specialize in barbecue, and that's it.
That's what we want. I'm on no damn. If I want ZD, I go to an Italian restaurant.
Right, Key's saying ZD. That the barbecue means charcoal and all that.
People, ZD, Key. Come on now.
Come on, man.
With the mozzarella cheese and the cheddar. Yates. Tell him, Yates.
Talk to A. Hey, Greg. Tell him again, Greg.
Man, that's some tell East him, Coast stuff, man.
Tell him. Dig my man. I see you. Keep it real, bro.
I'm keeping it 100. That's some East Coast mess. Come on. Who at a barbecue wants ZD?
Yo, it's at every cookout. Key.
Oh, man, stop.
A bunch of food snobs, man.
Max, they got Key, man.
They got to him, man.
He said, I've never had a ziti from a restaurant. Ain't no way.
They got him. Yeah. But I don't know that this is what that's about. Like, Key, here's the other thing that you're missing, Yates. Key is like a chef. So when he thinks barbecue, he's thinking literally like a barbecue glaze being applied to stuff on a charcoal grill type stuff.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want an Eggo. I'm going to make my own waffle. It's like, all right, man. Like, we can't. He wants full blown. I don't want a hot dog. I don't want a burger.
You know what a cookout is? A cookout is people bringing things to your house. Mm-hmm. Like, Max shows up with a pack of steaks.
Mm-hmm.
They're non-seasoned. He throws them on the damn grill, puts salt and pepper on it. He's got some barbecue sauce still in the damn jar.
Right, that's not a barbecue.
That's not a barbecue.
Hey, you know what? Let's bring in the one person in the world who, from everything we've ever known about him, makes him the perfect candidate to decide this issue once and for all, the difference between barbecues and cookouts. Damon, of course, Woody. I can only be talking about Tim Bontemps, ESPN NBA reporter.
I thought you were going to say Damon Woody.
Yeah, Damon Woody jumps to mind for sure. Hey, Tim is.
Woody, we're accidentally answer that.
Well, Tim's covering Celtics Heat. What's that, Bontemps?
I said Woody would actually be able to answer that.
Oh, yeah. Expert.
Expert.
Well, all right. So, Tim, I've been trying to tell the national audience this whole time that Denver's probably the best team in the West, and this Nikola Jokic is a historically great player, and finally everyone's catching up. What do you think about Jokic, Tim?
I think Nikola Jokic has answered the bell at every turn in these playoffs, Max. You go back to the beginning of them, and we talked about it a bunch. I thought he had the most pressure on him of any player in the NBA because he'd won these two MVP awards with injured rosters that didn't have a chance to go deep in the playoffs. They were the best team in the West all season. They had home court advantage. And if they were not able to go through the West this year, I think you'd have to really look at them and wonder whether they're going to be able to have that kind of run in them ever. And for them to go through the West the way they did, for Jokic to average a triple-double against Phoenix and KD, to average a triple-double against the Lakers and LeBron and AD, and dominate those games down the stretch in the fourth quarter, game after game, it was incredibly impressive stuff. And now they get to sit around and wait to see who they play. And I think probably whoever wins the series in the East regardless, the Nuggets should be, I think, be favored to win the title here in a few weeks.
Yeah, my focus, Tim, is moved for the Lakers to 2024, so I'm not even going to mention anything about them. But do you think Michael Malone, do you think he feels like now that they're in the finals that they're getting their respect nationally that they deserve?
No, I'm sure he doesn't, but that's part of what has fueled the Nuggets through this run, right? Like they don't get a ton of attention. They don't get a ton of people talking about them despite the success they've had. And that, I think, has been, I think that's put a pretty healthy chip on their shoulder, and I think they've responded to it. You know, I mean, you obviously were a super high-level player, Key. Like, if you guys find motivation wherever they can get it, right? And, you know, a lot of the stuff Malone has said during these playoffs has been, you know, I would say slightly skewed from the truth, but it doesn't really matter because he's sort of playing a part and he's finding ways to fire his team up. And, you know, the results speak for themselves. They have been fantastic this whole run and they're super fun to watch. And, you know, like the Lakers played well over those four games. I don't think they should be embarrassed at all about the way that series shook out. At the end of the day, they just weren't as good as Denver. And in the moments that really mattered in the fourth quarter of those games, Denver just got the job done, and that's why they're in the NBA Finals.
Being around Max here recently and working with Max, some things have rubbed off on me disgustingly on how I view things and look at things. Tim, if the Nuggets win this championship, are they going to be looked at as a team that can go on a dynasty-type run? Because that's a Max question.
That is a Max question, and I think they have the pieces in place to do that, Keyshawn, because if you look at where the NBA is going, right, with the new salary rules in place with the new CBA, it's going to be hard for teams to really add, you know, big-time pieces, especially when they're already at the top of the heap going forward, right? And you look at where Denver's at, all their guys are in their 20s. They're all under contract for a long time going forward. You know, they have all the pieces there in place. They've got a coach that's obviously in place. Their guys are all heading into their primes of their career. You know, I think that they've got a chance to be a team that we're talking about making the conference finals and the finals and being in position to win championships for the next 4 to 5 years. And so, yeah, like, I mean, we'll see if they can actually pull it off. But when you consider the fact that Jokic basically doesn't get off the ground, he never gets hurt, he plays all the time, and he's entering his prime, yeah, I mean, I think you have to look at them as a team that if they could get through the, you know, if they get four more wins and get one this year, if you told me that Denver won a couple more over the next 4 or 5 years, I certainly wouldn't be surprised based off of where their team is at and where they stand in relation to everybody else.
So, listen, you're there for Celtics Heat Game 5. Not a typical team that's down 0-3, the Celtics. They were considered the better team. They're the 2 seed versus an 8 seed. If they win, they get another game back home. Or sorry, if they're at back home, if they win there and they win in Miami, they get the Game 7 at home.
Yep.
You know, they're not down 0-3 anymore. It's now 3-1, and teams have come back from 3-1. What do you think of tonight's game? Where are you with this series, Tim, before you go?
I sort of feel like it's going to be the Heat winning in 7, because that would be the funniest outcome from just how this Celtics team has been over the past couple of years. I mean, guys, the Celtics went to the NBA Finals last year. They're in the conference finals this year. They're 10-11 at home over the playoffs in the past 2 years. It's there's been 135 times the team has played 15 or more playoff games at home over a 2 year period. And they're the only team that's under 500. And it's kind of incredible that they have gotten to this point and been so inconsistent, but that's been the defining characteristic of this team, is that they've consistently been inconsistent. And if you look over the course of this series, they could have and arguably should have won both of those games, games 1 and 2 in Boston. They blew them down the stretch. They then get routed in game 3. But they come back and hit a ton of shots in game 4. They play really hard. They win. I feel pretty confident they're going to find a way to win this game today, because they did find some things in game 4. I do think Gabe Vincent's ankle injury is a pretty significant thing. We'll see if he's able to go today. He's been a huge part of Miami's success. But if they can find a way to hit some shots today and win, like you said, Max, they're certainly not a typical team that's down 3-0. And if there ever is a team that's going to find a way to come back from down 3-0 and win a series, it's going to be a favored team that blows a couple games at home in the series, that has the kind of offensive firepower that Boston does and gets hot over 3 or 4 games and can string some wins together. Ultimately, I think Jimmy Butler's going to get one of these games and get it done, because the Celtics put themselves in this hole. But we'll see if they can get another one tonight at home and extend this thing by a couple more days. I suspect, given how Boston has been over the past couple of years, they'll find a way to do that.
Tim Bontemps, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA reporter covering the Celtics Heat. Great talking to you, Timmy. Good times.
See you at the barbecue,
anytime,
Tim.
Guys. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tim. You know, Key, when I was building up Tim Bontemps, humorously, ironically, as the guy who could weigh in on this barbecue cookout thing, and I asked you to guess who it was, the guy who could really decide this, you said Damian Woody. We got to get in touch with D. Wood. Nuno, can we get in touch with D. Wood? He is positioned very well to weigh in on this. I'll tell you someone else who might be able to weigh in. I'm just thinking of big dudes who were maybe from the South, let's say. How about Marcus Spears? Would he be a good guy to weigh in on this, Key?
What about a 6'9", 300-something?
Perk would be good on this.
Kendrick Perkins. That's right. We need to get in touch with some of these dudes.
Now, remember the locations of where they're
from.
No,
don't try to. No, man. No.
We'll find a fat guy from Philly, and we'll have him on, too. 888-SAY-ESPN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. You can download the podcast. You can check us out on ESPN 2 till 8 a.m., on ESPNU till 10 a.m. Eastern. So when Jay's here, it's just Key and me today, but when Jay's here, he'll give you the game plan for the upcoming NBA playoff game. Jay's not here. But even when he is, to tell you the truth, sometimes we go to Stacy when the Heat are involved. Stacy from Florida, what's going on? What's the game plan tonight, Stacy?
Hello, guys. What's up? First of all, I want to weigh in on that barbecue and cookout. Okay. I think it has a lot to do with location and also age. Mm-hmm. Well, as I got older, I enjoy more barbecues because I know the food is going to be good. I'm going to get to play some games, and it's going to be at somebody's house. A cookout, you know, you got hot dogs, you got hamburgers, but more than likely it's at a park,
right?
And you're going to be playing, you know, spades or whatever. As I got older, yeah, I want to go to a barbecue. You can do all that with the good food. And, you know, the person that cooked it got up early that morning and started, you know, marinating their meat and, you know, cooking stuff early that morning. So yeah, that's my difference.
When you go to the cookout, Key, you're still going to clubs and stuff. By the time you go to the barbecue, you're, you know, you go to the after-hours spot, but it's more low-key. Yeah.
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 What?
I think that's true. So yeah, there are several things at play here. There is location, geographical location, right?
Absolutely.
There is age.
Correct.
There is race. There's a whole bunch of stuff that overlaps cookout, barbecue, and then I'll throw in grilling because that's the lowest, most informal level. Man, just throwing some stuff on the grill. Everyone's kind of hanging out.
That's a cookout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stacy,
okay,
what's
now
the game plan?
Go with Jay's plan. Well, I know everybody thinks the Celtics are going to win. They want basically to do what they did last game. They want to shoot a lot of three-pointers. They were 40%. And then from the field, they were 51%. Although they out-rebound Miami most of the time, actually last game, Miami out-rebounded them by 5 rebounds. And they're not going to want to turn the ball over. Miami, on the other hand, which I think they're going to close it out tonight on the road because they're not going to turn the ball over. Coach Spo is not going to let them have 2 bad games in a row. They're also going to get to the free throw line, and they're going to shoot at least 80-85% from the line. They're also going to rebound, and Bam is no way going to play as bad as he played last game. I think he had more turnovers than points. Jimmy is going to be Jimmy. And then if the role players, you know, the bench can score at least 10 to 15 points, Miami is going to close it out. They do best when they're against the odds, when everybody thinks they're not going to do this or that, and then they, you know, Miami shows up. So they're going to close it out on the road, and they're going to, you know, prove everybody wrong.
All right, listen, and by the way, I've heard a lot, you know, Jimmy Butler's the type of dude who probably rather close you out on your floor than on his own because it's like a little extra torture. I'm willing to buy that, Key. You like the Celtics or the Heat tonight, Key?
I like the Celtics. Mm-hmm. I think the Celtics, they got the one, so their focus is on getting another. and they're at home. The last time they were at home, they got embarrassed by losing the game. So I don't sense that they're going to allow what happened in those first two games to happen again tonight.
Let me ask you this, Key. We've seen Jimmy Butler have absurd performances these playoffs. We also have from Tatum, right?
Yeah.
Let's say they both rise to the occasion. Tatum is more naturally gifted, but Jimmy got more, nothing against Tatum's will, but Jimmy Butler's got more of kind of like an, as Jay says, a maniacal competitiveness. Who is capable, based on that, if they're both showing out, of hitting the higher peak? Because maybe that decides it.
I would say Tatum on the higher peak. Mm-hmm. I would say Tatum on the higher peak. But Jimmy has a will. He just has a will to will his team to victory. Like, whatever it is, defensively, passing the ball, scoring at crucial moments, whatever the case is, the grit, the tough, the taking the heart out of you. Mm-hmm. It's a determination factor. But because Tatum has a higher ceiling and skill set and better players all around than him, I feel like tonight's game will go to the Celtics. Now, look, it could go the other way, but I just don't think in what I would call an elimination game for the Celtics.
At home.
Yeah. Crowd behind
Tatum really
them.
Waking up now. Yeah,
I just don't see it happening.
Seen what that
looks doesn't
like.
Mean because they win tonight, they won't lose game six back in Miami.
Right.
It just means that they got one game that they got to concentrate on. All those other games are gone.
Sam in California, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Yo, man, all right. So I just got to comment on this cookout barbecue thing.
Of course.
Because I get tired of these Philly dudes. Or not even Philly dudes, these East Coast dudes, they overtalk Californians because we don't talk too much. You know, we just be chill. But, man, when you look at Minister Society, just this specific part, they had a barbecue at the park. It don't even got to be at a house. It don't got to be at a crib. Just a barbecue in general. All the movies, you listen to Ice Cube, it's just a West Coast thing. You guys can have a cookout. I don't know what he said. He's at a Vita, whatever Keyshawn said, that they don't even have that at barbecues. I ain't never even heard of it. But, yeah, man, it's a barbecue. That's really what it comes down
what
to.
What is a barbecue? I'm not sure what you're arguing.
It's essentially the same thing, but a barbecue is more food involved. It's a grill. Yeah. It's not too much of the paninis and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Paninis, yo. Hey, Keith, tell your West Coast folks to get it right if they're going to call and talk about paninis at a panini.
But in other words, what he's saying, or at least trying to, it seems to me, Key, is that your focus on the quality of the, on the method of preparation, charcoal instead of a steel grill, all that stuff, and the quality and the specificity of what you're making and the quality of it all go into a barbecue as opposed to a cookout.
100%.
Yeah.
A cookout is at a park.
No, it's not. Yo, y'all got to stop saying that.
Where do you think it is?
Y'all
got to
stop saying that, yo.
Man, don't you get aggressive with me. It's at a public park.
Nah,
public.
Fam.
No,
that's
it's not.
Not only is it at a public park.
You're so wrong. It's insane.
It's almost like a potluck.
You sound
People
crazy.
Are bringing different things to the cookout.
Yates, what is your objection to that? I can't understand it.
Y'all trying to tell me that a cookout is at a public park is insane.
Where should it be?
It's in anywhere that you can have it. It's at someone's backyard. It's at a block party. It could be anywhere.
So most of the time it's in a backyard.
And we just had a caller say that a barbecue is at a public park, and then the caller before said it's at a cookout. It's at someone's house, and then we're changing the location because everyone from West Coast is trying to say something else.
A cookout is a large gathering. Usually you have to contain it in a public area,
no,
right?
That's not true.
That is not true.
Again, Max,
a big backyard.
A cookout is like a damn potluck, okay?
Yeah,
dudes
people bringing different
stuff,
things. Yeah.
Bringing different things. Right. And again,
y'all talk about community days,
unseasoned ass meat, okay, and throwing it on the steel grill.
No idea what you're talking
about.
And
put salt and pepper on it.
Wrong.
And all the little ketchups and putting all that later on when it comes hot dogs. That's what it is. A real barbecue takes preparation and time.
Happens in Texas and not L.A.
It happens. Why are you getting so defensive and upset, Pat?
Because well, y'all are so loud and wrong, it's not even funny.
Not
and your whole
and
coast
wrong.
Is calling in, and they wrong, too.
No, my whole coast is right, and they woke up at 6:30 a.m., so they up, and they on your ass.
Well, tell them to keep calling in, because I'm here all day.
They own you, that's all.
Ain't no such thing.
Say ESPN, y'all are staying on please. Yates and Pat, or what? Or does anyone have something to say to Keyshawn, KJM?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max podcast.
Oh, Keyshawn, yeah, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So we've been talking a lot about barbecue versus cookout. Key has certain very specific ideas about them. I like his definitions. Pat and Yates, so this crosses racial lines, geographical lines, and also age lines, as Stacy points out, right?
Yeah. It's and cultural, Max.
I tried to get in touch with a big guy who's from the South, right? Who would know about it. Now, I texted Damian Woody. He was at a cookout right now, so I couldn't know. He was indisposed.
How did Woody catch a stroke?
The point is, but we got a big guy, but he's not from the South. That's the thing. But you got family in the South.
Yeah, so. I got Southern roots. I mean, like every
Chris
New
Kent.
York kid that's got family in the South, you spend every summer down there because your parents didn't want you to get in trouble. But here's the one thing, Max, that I will say. I got to agree with Yates on this one, man.
Talk about
if you call it in a barbecue, I want no parts of it. I want no parts of it. I got no interest in it. Now, if we want to split hairs, the difference between a barbecue and a cookout is what you're serving. Like, if you're calling it a cookout, the expectation is there's going to be burgers, dogs, legs.
Right.
Okay, cool. If it's a barbecue, then it gets a little fancier with your steaks and your ribs, your pulled
pork, have to wait for your
wings, all of that stuff. First of all, I don't want to wait for the food. Like,
when doesn't you look like you do.
No, when you tell me to come over at a certain time, I'm going to give the grace period. If you tell me 4 o'clock, I'm going to show up fashionably late around 5:30. I fully expect for the food to be done. But here's why I'm mad at the KJM crew this morning. This morning was supposed to be a good morning in the Canty household. I woke up on the right side of the bed. My wife is looking at me with a smile. She's whispering sweet nothings in my ear. She's actually entertaining my proposition of us going to the Spitz-Crawford fight July 29th, you know, before our anniversary trip to Napa.
Yeah.
All of these good things. Everything is good. Until we get in the car on the way to work and we cut on the radio. And I hear you guys talking about the difference between a barbecue and a cookout. And she comes up with the idea. She said, a barbecue or a cookout, you have to have spaghetti and meatballs. I said, what?
What?
Spaghetti and meatballs?
What?
What are you talking about? I said, I've never heard of a barbecue or a cookout that has spaghetti and meatballs, except for the one that your family does. Her family's from Chicago, so I think that's a geographical thing there.
You could have pasta there in some form, like a ziti or mac and cheese type thing, but not spaghetti and meatballs.
I said mac and cheese. I said mac and cheese.
Well, mac and cheese, obviously, but I'm trying to make it even more exotic.
No, but here's where the problem came. I threw out mac and cheese, and she looked at me like I had an appendage growing out of my forehead.
What?
I'm like, what's wrong with having mac and cheese at a cookout? Like, there's an
expectation. It belongs at a cookout.
It belongs there. Yeah. It's a staple.
Of course.
Nobody thinks to have spaghetti and meatballs at a cookout or
potato
barbecue.
Salad.
Tony Soprano doesn't have... Or Soprano? Soprano.
Soprano.
Doesn't have...
Soprano's the coach. Soprano's the gangster.
Either one of them. Neither one of them are having spaghetti and meatballs at a cookout or a barbecue. Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous. So now my wife and I are in a cold war because she expects to have spaghetti and meatballs at all future Canty kickbacks, the cookouts, the
Canty,
barbecues.
Wait a minute.
And I'm opposed to
What about this idea? because Key insists, and I'm with him on this. You could use them kind of interchangeably, I think. But if you are meaning a difference, a cookout is usually larger in a more public area, maybe a public park. People, it's almost potlucky. People bring in different things. It's not going to be too fancy, as you said, burgers and dogs and maybe potato salad or mac and cheese, whatever. But a barbecue is could be in your backyard. It's with charcoal. So it's not just the preparation and the ingredients, but it's also the location. Is there a difference in location
between a barbecue and a cookout? Hell no, there ain't no difference in location. Barbecue, cookout, it's in somebody's backyard. That's how we're doing it.
I mean, yeah, it could be, but it really doesn't matter.
But
reason barbecues typically, because the preparation, so much goes into a barbecue. If you go to a public place with a barbecue, you got to bring the big giant barrel, or you got to bring this. You got to bring all the sauces, all the different things, so it becomes a little more complicated. So barbecues typically do take place at home in the backyard. A cookout could also be that. The preparation is extremely important to differentiate the difference. One is somebody helping you along the way, bringing stuff for you can cook at a cookout, opposed to starting at 6 a.m. in the morning, like Canty say, giving yourself a window to feed your guest.
Yeah.
That's a lot of preparation goes into that. They tease me all the time about it because I'm having barbecues. We having real good food. We ain't getting no damn hot dogs and hot links and burgers that have no seasoning on it, throwing it on the grill with some bread and putting some sauce on it after the
fact. Here's a really important question I got to ask you. Gas or charcoal at your barbecue?
Always charcoal and wood.
Thank God. Okay, all right, cool. We on the same page with that one, because if you got gas on it, if you're doing it with gas, I got to make sure that I eat before I come to your spot.
No.
I don't want any food that's made on the gas grill. Why? I don't want that.
You might hold up. You're a food snob too. You mean to tell me you might prefer the barbecue, the charcoal? I get it. Me too. But you're not going to eat off a grill. No. You're too good to eat off a grill.
No,
delicious.
No. I don't. I want the food on the grill, but I want it cooked with charcoal.
Let's say it's gas. You're not going to eat it now?
No, gas is just lazy.
If
you're using the gas grill, you're just lazy.
Sure.
And if you're lazy in terms of how you're cooking the food, then I'm going to assume that you're lazy in preparing the food. It's a life hack, man. I'm telling you, another life hack, if you show up to the cookout or if you want to call it a barbecue and there's a barrel grill out there, you're in the right damn spot. I can promise you that. If somebody got a barrel grill out there, oh yeah.
You're talking about preference. I agree with the hierarchy.
It's not even a preference
thing. But to suggest that you wouldn't eat off a gas grill, period?
The only thing that's acceptable to be cooked with gas.
Get out of your mind.
Let me say this, Max. The only thing that's acceptable to be cooked with gas is if you got the propane deep fryer out there and you got some fish or you got some chicken.
Regular gas grill, throw a burger and a hot dog, I'm good.
That is acceptable to be cooked at gas with gas at a barbecue.
But you can't eat. Now you're talking too much sense. When
Thank
you start
you.
Talking about propane and fish grease and all that's you over their head now, Max.
That's what I'm saying, Key.
That's too much though, Max. Y'all not ready for that.
Key, I understand the preference and I agree with you. My point is, if I show up at your house, you got a gas grill and you throw on, let's lower a hot dog on the grass grill, I'm gonna tear it up. What's wrong with you?
I don't want that.
That's a cookout,
I don't want that.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I'm not saying I don't prefer the barbecue, but you're not going
to
eat.
And that's what I'm trying to tell Pat.
Still $3.50, you're not going to eat a burger?
No.
No, but Pat tried to convince me that it's the same thing as cooking charcoal and wood
that
you put it on the gas grill.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah,
it's just all good.
It's a whole other world.
You act like it's not all. It's all good. It's just good.
No, it's not all good.
Yeah, it goes from good to great.
The food that everybody's cooking at barbecue is not
all
good.
It's all good. It goes from good to great. The lowest level is good.
Nah, Max. This ain't like your mac and cheese take. This is different. This ain't like that. Not all cookouts and barbecues are enjoyable. It's not. It don't work like that.
Tear it all up.
If I'm cooking on a steel grill, I'm not putting barbecue sauce on it. If I'm cooking on a steel grill, I can season the chicken in a certain way. and I can put it on there. I can season a steak a certain way.
Yeah.
I can even put one of your favorite fishes, a branzino, on a steel grill. I'm not putting barbecue sauce on
it. Yeah, I could see Key with the tin foil and the grease and the salmon, and he makes a nice flaky salmon right on the grill. It's probably delicious with the burnt skin. Yeah,
we put our slices in it.
Nothing wrong with that.
We put our slices in it so it bubbles right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. You don't take them ribs we looking at and put on no damn steel grill.
Okay, fine, but would you do lamb chops? Those little
yes,
you can rack a lamb.
The lollipops.
I'll do that on a steel grill in a second.
Yeah, but we ain't cooking it with gas though, Max.
No, with gas. I'm saying with a gas.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing
it with gas.
You could do it.
You can.
I'm not doing it.
The little lollipop rack.
I'm opposed to it.
But those little lollipops, those little meat lollipops come right.
But they're better with charcoal.
I'm not saying they're not, but they could do the job on the gas.
Why are you so lazy when it comes to cooking out a barbecue?
No, guilty. That's quick.
Don't be lazy, Max.
Guilty. I'm guilty.
You're going to buy a nice cut of meat, the lollipop lamb chops, and ruin them by cooking them with gas.
Yep, guilty.
That's a damn shame.
Yep.
No, another life hack, if you show up at the barbecue or the cookout and there are foil pans, the food is on point. Guaranteed. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Chris Canty hanging out with us. ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Ron in South Carolina wants to weigh in on cookouts versus
this barbecue. Cookout music right here, though.
Yeah.
All right, let me give it to you now. I'm from Columbia. We're about 4 miles from William Bryce Stadium, all right? A cookout is like a last-minute – I won't go to it, but like a last-minute kind of thing. You bring something. You bring ice. You bring the Solo cups. A barbecue, I'm marking it on a calendar. I might even call out for work. A barbecue is like an event. That's all I got to say. I mean, it's just it's a beyond and beyond. Even a tailgate is more than a cookout.
Yeah, a barbecue is like a tailgate at Williams-Brice Stadium. That's exactly what it is. But,
yeah,
I mean, here's the thing, though. I call it a cookout regardless.
Right, that's what it can be used.
I call it a cookout regardless.
Yes.
To me, it's like.
But if you need greater specificity, then you can get into cookout versus barbecue.
Here's what I'll say. If somebody tells me they're having a barbecue – and it's burgers, links, and dogs, and no steaks and ribs. I'm mad at them.
That they called it a barbecue.
I'm mad at them.
I'm mad.
If somebody calls it a cookout, and I show up, and they got steaks, ribs, brisket, all of that stuff, it's a pleasant surprise.
Right.
Not expected, but welcome.
Right.
Yeah, and it is, right? It's like, okay, cool. I get it. A barbecue is more sophisticated. And this is the thing that I try to get Yates and Pat to understand. You go with several different meats. You got your beefs, your chicken, your seafoods. You got your macaroni and cheese, your beans. You got your collard greens. You got your cornbread. You got your sweet potato pecan pies. You got your all that. You got all those sort of things. And here's a barbecue's definition. Max, go ahead, read it off.
Cooking method involves meats being cooked with indirect heat, charcoal or wood, and a low and slow cooking process. Meats include pork, ribs, biscuit, chicken, even fish, game, and goat. By definition, it should be something more than burgers or hot dogs. All-day event. Barbecues have to take several hours or the better part of a day to cook.
Absolutely. 100%.
Right.
Here's the definition of a cookout.
Definition of a cookout. A cooking method involves fast cooking over a direct flame. Gas grills are commonly used at cookouts, but charcoal electric portable grills also could be used. The cookout food list includes meats like hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and hot dogs. Generally, cookouts are not all-day cooking events.
Yeah, now who wants to go to that?
It's like I'm saying
not, everybody.
I can just go in my backyard in backyard real quick like I would do.
Yeah, but it's social. It's nice. You're eating. You're hanging out. But
I can tell
like
y'all
don't
play spades,
said,
man.
You can
right?
Use,
no domino that, there.
That's what, that's
playing
what
no balls.
It's not a domino. It's not a
get,
ball or a book getting thrown
get
out.
Mad, Yates, don't get mad at the definition. I don't make the news. I just report the news.
The definition
the news.
Tells me that they're. I was accurately correct when I'm saying they're two different things.
But the
y'all
big
told
thing
me
that, wait. The big thing
you
that,
just
that, that Canty
damn
said,
cookout, which is gross.
The big thing that Canty said is correct. You can use cookout as a catch-all the way a square is also a rectangle. But a yeah. rectangle is not a square.
Correct,
right?
Max.
So,
there you
so
go.
So Canty is saying if you want to just say cookout, and you get there, and it turns out that the cookout is a barbecue, you weren't lied
that's
to.
Cool.
But
that's
if you
fine.
Say barbecue and you show up and it's a cookout, someone lied to you.
Yeah, but right. there's the other part that Yates
don't
pointed out earlier in
the
show.
If
you call it a barbecue, I'm probably not going to show up.
On
it's
top.
Probably it's probably not going to be my kind of crowd.
It
if you call
crowd,
it a barbecue,
Andy.
I'm probably not going to show
what
up.
What if Key calls
but
it a barbecue?
But here's what I was saying.
Now, if Key calls it a barbecue, I know Key. I play with Key in Dallas, so I'm going to go.
You're probably dealing with the wrong people. If they calling it a barbecue and you ain't showing up because it's the wrong crowd.
There
if
you
I
go.
Call
there
it a
barbecue, you go, Key.
It's going to be the
go.
Right crowd. It's going to be the right everything.
There you go. The context clues. You picking up on that. The context clues.
Reggie in Florida wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Reggie.
Hey, talking to you guys, man. Listen, I'm here. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
What's up?
Hey, listen, the difference between a barbecue and a cookout, at the end of the day, it's location, like Yates was saying, on a cookout, that's anywhere. That's a block party. That's after a softball game. Yo, fellas, let's go throw something on the grill, blah, blah, blah. That's a cookout. A barbecue is going to be something planned, like he was saying. My mom's going to make some potato salad. Somebody's going to have some collard greens, some mac and cheese. And we're going to have that grill going at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning with some ribs and some briskets and this and that. Somebody might even fry some fish. So that's what I'm saying. That's your barbecue right there.
Yeah,
and then
there's a consensus
the
about that, yeah.
The tunes. Music is always on point with it. Mm-hmm. With a barbecue, you know, at a barbecue, somebody's going to play some electric slide, some cubic shuffle, even whatever, some old school joints, you know what I'm saying? A cookout, somebody's going to be throwing something in the car and on a radio station, whatever.
So what would you that's prefer, what Reggie? What would you what? Prefer, going to a barbecue
a
or
barbecue.
Cookout for your taste buds?
A barbecue all day because I'm going to till my old heads. And I'm going to learn something. You know?
Yeah, and Stacey brought this up, too, about the age difference. When she's younger, it's more about cookout. When you get older, you want to go to a barbecue.
Yeah.
Where are the East Coast people at?
Hey, look.
It's like that caller from Texas. I don't know how much stock we can put in what they got to say.
Hold on.
No, I'm with it.
And on top of that, if you want to take it to the next level, try making a pizza or two. Try making a pizza.
At a barbecue?
Yeah.
That's what Key had. I took a white pizza home when I went to
well,
the party.
Well, yes, you just took it because you ain't never had it before.
Exactly.
But it's not like it
Yates
belongs.
If I meet to a barbecue, food. That means I got to bring
man,
a deck
just,
of
that's
cards
just like
to
my
play
wife,
spades.
That's just my wife claiming that spaghetti and meatballs
no,
belongs
don't
at
belong.
A barbecue.
I mean, I'm not
going
to pass
it's
it up
ridiculous.
If it happens to be there.
No. How does spaghetti and meatballs belong at a cookout or a barbecue and not mac and cheese? She's out of her mind.
Well, yes.
A barbecue chicken pizza? Fire.
Oh, I've had it before, Key. I just wouldn't expect it at a cookout.
Well, but Key's got
well,
the wood burning oven
yet,
outside
dog.
And the whole the pizza oven connected to the chimney.
I
and
I have a Branzino fish this big
thing
with a head on the
kitchen.
Bigger than yours,
Candy. Greeny coming up. I'm sure he'll get to the bottom of this. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.